This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, Jason is at his engineering station at GCN in Minnesota. And the number to call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Off-Grid Montana's Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
I'm afraid to answer that or say anything because I have a funny feeling that cars are going to come up in conversation.
Did you say cars?
How's everything with you?
Did you say? I heard the word cars.
Yeah.
I know I heard the word cars.
I didn't do it.
Since you mentioned it, I can't believe it. There's Tesla drivers, maybe Tesla owners, are waiting up to an hour to get to the point where they can plug their vehicle in for a charge. Now, I've waited in gas lines, you know, longer than an hour, but that was during the Arab oil embargo in 1973-1974. And that's the way Mark Twain pronounced it, A-R-A-B, Arab, or Arab, however you pronounce it. There was an oil embargo by the Arabs in 1973-74, and there were gas lines that were really, really long, and they would stretch around the block. And now that's because there was a shortage of gasoline and oil. Well, now, right now, there are drivers in queue stretched a half a mile long in order to get to some of these fast chargers in Kettleman City, California. So 40 people, there are 40 chargers and still a half hour to an hour to get to them. So if you have a Tesla vehicle, you can't go that far, and it takes a long time to charge them. You might get 7, 8, 10 miles per hour on a regular charger. So if you want to go 70 miles, you might as well, you know, pack a lunch and a lounge chair, you know, and if it'll fit in the vehicle. I don't think I'm up for that. And the problem is it does take a while for electricity to transfer from the charger to the battery bank. So I just wanted to share that. I'm not up for it. I'm not up for it. And if the grid goes down and you don't have a solar panel system or a generator, then what would you run your generator on? It'd have to be something other than gasoline if there's a gas shortage or diesel, if there's a diesel shortage. I'm not up for it. I really am not up for that. So just wanted to mention that. That could be a big problem for those who have jumped on the Tesla bandwagon.
And Vince, I got to make a comment on what you just said, believe it or not, if that's okay.
Yeah.
First of all, they should be called, not electric cars, they should be called 50% coal cars, because 50% of our electricity still comes from coal. Never mind the mining of rare earth minerals, never mining of the disposal of batteries, which is very toxic. Never mind the lack of charge that these technologies offer. And that's what you were talking about. You know, if the carbon footprint was all this climate change, global warming crap was real, and all the scientists that are bought and paid for, their studies get out, versus all the thousands of scientists that put rebuttals to that don't get published. I wonder why. Now, if carbon footprints was such a big deal, then the powers that be, for people like you and me who have solar, they would say, okay, you're green, you have a low carbon footprint, you do not have to pay property taxes ever again. For example, okay? If it was such a deadly thing where we're all going to die in 10 years, they would do something like that. If this was such a deadly issue, then all these celebrities and rich people who have houses around the world wouldn't have them. If this was such a deadly issue, then all these people flying around the world, these wealthy people, even including private jets, it would not happen because there would be a carbon footprint for each person. But see, they don't want to do that. They want to implement these taxes, and then the aristocracy gets to live the same life that they always have. They do not practice what they preach, so it's all a bunch of BS. Until they come out with practice what you preach laws, I don't think they're ever going to hold any water. Vince?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you think back, I keep thinking back to the days, 500 years ago, maybe 600-700 years ago, to Europe, England specifically, and the castles and the kings, and how the kings lived in their finery. They had the finest garments, they had the finest food, and they lived in a castle. And then yet, outside the castle, you had, you know, the bottom 93% living in the equivalent of hovels, you know, mud shacks, tents, and out in the open. And that's what you had. So the difference was always there. And I keep thinking back to the kings, and they did not cut their lifestyle for the benefit of the bottom 93%. They didn't do it, and they're still not doing it. And you think about, even our president, Donald Trump, who, you know, he flies around, and when he flies around, he's not in a little Piper Cub or a little Cherokee. You know, he's not in a single-engine plane. He's in a huge fuel burner, huge. And he doesn't fly alone. He flies with a whole bunch of people that have to get to where he is in order to hop on board. And then he has other planes and aircraft flying around to protect him, and he flies back and forth wherever he wants to go. I mean, if he wants to go play golf, he flies. And I'm not picking on him so much as an individual. I'm just saying that that's just one example of what's happening. So there are these rulers all over the world who do the same thing, and then there are people who take vacations, and they hop on planes as if there is no consequence to doing that. Okay? But they are burning fuel. There's no question about it. They are using a precious resource, and they're using, you know, but we are, Rich, we are using up the earth as if it's free. We really are. The people who drive these Tesla cars, I don't think they've ever been to a lithium mine and looked at the devastation and the amount of water it takes to produce the rare earth elements that go into these electric coal or these coal-powered cars. I don't think they look at that. And then what do you do with these battery banks when they're depleted and they just don't hold a charge anymore? You know, it used to be that, back in the 1920s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even up to maybe 15 years ago, if you had a problem with your engine, you know, your gasoline-powered or diesel-powered engine, and let's say you wore it out, you'd take the engine out, you'd rebore the cylinders, you'd put in a little oversized pistons and piston rings, put some bearings in it, put it back together, and, you know, the vast majority of the engine would still be the same as it was when you took it out. I mean, you didn't replace the heavy parts. You just replaced some of the moving parts. And you'd be back in business. Now what do you do? What happens? Do you put new rings and pistons in that battery bank? No, you don't. No, you don't. So how is the end game? How does the recycling game work for all of this material that goes into the sophistication of the batteries of these coal/electric cars? I don't know. I don't know. And what happens if the electronic infrastructure, the wireless infrastructure, goes down? How do these vehicles operate? So I'm really, you know, Richie, and I know you have a vehicle that's older. You have, you know, you have an older one and a truck. And so for me, I like the older style where you put the key in the lock and you turn it. You put the key in the ignition and you turn it, and you're not dependent on these little tiny batteries, these that are shaped the size of a nickel, maybe the size of a nickel and shaped like a nickel, these button batteries. And if you don't have that, you're not going to start your car. If you don't have that, you're not going to get in your car. I mean, it's nice to push the button to raise the trunk on a new vehicle. I mean, that's really kind of nice. But is that hard to take the key out of the ignition or take the key out of your pocket and put it into the trunk lock and turn the lock cylinder? Is it that hard? I mean, are we that stupid that we can't remember to bring our keys? Are we that stupid that we don't have an extra set in case something happens to the first set? As a matter of fact, the manufacturers provide two sets of keys when they sold the vehicles. And there was a time when you could go to Walmart or any auto store or any hardware store, and for 59 or 49 or 39 cents, buy a replacement key. You can't do it anymore. A key for a new vehicle is like $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, maybe even $1,000. I know a guy, this is unbelievable, I know a guy who had a set of those keys, and he had all the keys on one ring. He lost it. And he had to get a whole new set of keys. It was about $2,000. Because he lost the keys to one, you know, these electronic keys. The kind that have the sensor in the plastic. The part that you hold between your thumb and forefinger. He lost that little transponder part that allowed his car to recognize that exact key. You know, a $750 key. So what do? Well, you go to the dealer and they type in the VIN number, and then they can make your key. But you have to prove ownership. This is crazy. Just a few thoughts. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, I think the big thing is when they talk about electric, green, climate change, global warming, I think the biggest issue is we are allowing the elites, the aristocracy, to not only control the narrative, but we don't have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The people who are screaming the loudest are saying that the little people have to pay the taxes for all this carbon footprint stuff, but yet they're not willing to curb their amount of houses, the amount of driving they do, and especially the amount of flying that they do. You know, there was an old saying that George Carlin was probably famous for. He's saying that, and he's talking to the little people, that we are not in the club. Well, the only way we're going to get our freedoms and liberties to a point that's going to make the people happy is to start our own club. And that's why, you know, they call it left-wing propaganda, but everything that comes from the Democrats, from the left, is funded by the wealthiest people in the world, and that's why there's only six media companies who own everything, or at least 90-something percent of everything. So, folks, we just have to start our own media. And that's what we're trying to do. We have to start create our own ideas and solutions and stick up for the little guy.
Yeah, I've got a comment about the plan for that when we come back. I'm talking about how the media is controlled by six. We'll be right back. Offgridmontana.com. Rich Sheehan.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us in class. There's a publication. It's very controversial. And some people will say that it's not real. They'll say that it's bogus, that that the protocols in this document are not real. However, around 1900, maybe a little bit after 1900, there's a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And in this publication, there's a hardbound book, there are protocols that say in order to take over, certain things have to be done. And I'm paraphrasing. It's been quite some time since I've opened that book. But it's, in order to take over, the media has to be owned by those who are taking over. So that would be movies, television, theater, publications, the newsprint, and today would be the internet as well. And magazines. Now, of course, in 1900 there wasn't the internet and there wasn't television, and radio was just in its infancy. So media would have to be taken over. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I'm including technologies that weren't available in around 1900, 1910, and books, and then education would have to be controlled and directed by those who want to take over. And then medicine would have to be controlled and taken over. And then the economic system would have to be controlled and taken over. And the political system would have to be controlled and taken over by whatever group would be wanting to run the show. So you have the media, you have education, you have medicine, you have the economy, and you have the political arena. And it's been claimed that the Zionists are the ones who said, you know, we can take over if we control these areas of life, of humanity. And then some people say, well, that's anti-Semitic. So I'm just telling you, and if I go any farther on this discussion, we'll be removed from the air. This is something that you cannot talk about. And I'm not kidding about this. So I cannot take a position on this. But what I am telling you is that you might want to read this for yourself and see what is in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And I'm trying to find something that says, okay. According to archive.org, the protocols of the learned elders of Zion is a list of plans and methods that the Jewish leaders in the late 1800s planned to use for the Jews to take control and manipulate governments and their people around the world. That's it in a nutshell. So, do your own research if you want to know. And if you think about it, whether or not you believe that it's the Zionists, whether or not you think it's a particular group of people, if you think about this, and you think about, wow, has our political system been taken over? Yeah, it has. Has our media been taken over? Huh? Yep. Has our monetary system been taken over? Yep. Has education been taken over? Yep. And if you don't believe that, just look at how homosexuality is being taught in the public training camp. How transgender is being taught in the public training camp. So, have those protocols been deployed? They have. Now, the question is, do you believe by whom? Rich Eben, do you have any thoughts on what I just, little can of worms I opened up?
Well, yeah, we can turn those worms into snakes real easy. I mean, we can talk about this for the whole show. I mean, there's so much evidence between Mossad, MI6, CIA, and other intelligence agencies in the U.S. basically taking over a lot of things. If we had more patriotism, more nationalism, and it was strong, I think less people would be willing to be bought and paid for. This is one of the reasons why we're calling for the declassification of Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, the FISA warrant documents.
Hold that thought.
All documents related.
Hold that thought.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in London for this week's NATO summit while impeachment proceedings are advancing back home in Washington. The House Intelligence Committee is releasing today a report on testimony and evidence it's gathered over the past month. President Trump representing the U.S. as he and European leaders are celebrating the 70th anniversary of NATO, but reporters in London this morning wanted to talk about the impeachment inquiry.
We have tremendous support I just had a 95% approval rating. It's the highest in the history of the Republican Party. Ronald Reagan was 87. He's second.
Wall Street lower after the president told reporters he has no deadline for a trade deal with China. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg now in fifth place in a new poll after just entering the Democratic race for the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you're talking about declassification. Now we'll went into the break. Please continue.
Yeah, well, thank you, Vince. You know, until a little sidebar here, folks, if we don't stick together as American people, as the home, the land of the free and the home of the brave, we will never see freedom and liberty again. We'll never see anything that made our country great ever again. And the first thing that needs to happen for us to get truth, for us to get less propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes, is to eliminate big tech censorship and surveillance. And we need to fix the voter election fraud system. Okay, if we don't, everything's going to be fake. Definitions, unit of measures, product reviews, bond ratings, earnings, velocity of money, overall fundamentals. And this is why we need a U.S. intranet controlled by the people, because words don't even mean anything anymore. Everything's been diluted or changed for the alibi of the status quo. So what we need to do is talk about ideas and solutions and plans of actions for the little people so we can get true information, because technology is basically dumbing us down more, because the censoring and surveillance is basically giving the wrong people the wrong information for the purpose of distracting, dumbing down, and dividing the American people. I've given countless thousands of examples, as you know, Vince, over the years on this. You know, let's just talk about one reason regarding the declassifications. Do you remember that traitor Bergdahl? He was released in exchange for five Taliban generals. Apparently, it was to cover up the Obama-Hillary Stinger missile sales to Libya. Now, we need information on this. There's a lot of articles on this, and it's getting more and more popular. And apparently, there's a good chance we need to get this information, because President Donald Trump is going through hell. He's given his what does he take, a salary of $1 a year, and he gives his gives his salary to charity. I think he just gave his last quarterly salary to opioid epidemics. I mean, this guy has put himself and his family out there to take a bunch of heat. He's been, from what I've read, there's been attempts on his life. What, he's lost net worth. What, I mean, I don't understand how the followers can believe the stuff that comes from the mainstream media when everything has been proven to be a hoax, false flags, lies, propaganda, everything. So the people want to know about this, the real story regarding why Ambassador Stevens was sent to Benghazi to secretly retrieve U.S.-made Stinger missiles that the State Department had supplied to Libya without congressional oversight or permission. Now, I think this is one of the reasons that they are doing this impeachment. They want to get President Trump out of office any way, every way possible. Same thing with the Epstein pedophiles and all this stuff. But if Secretary of State then, Hillary Clinton, brokered a deal with Libya through Ambassador Stevens for these Stinger missiles, and they did end up in Afghanistan hands, some of them, which took out some of our troops. You know, we're talking treason, sedition, espionage. And see, the powers that be do not want this information to get out. This is why we talk about declassifications. This is why we talk about truth. You know, this isn't rocket science. You know, here's the article I was just referring to. President Trump donates salary to fight opioid crisis. And basically everything he does that's good gets taken out of context, gets a spin job. And, of course, he's a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater with an ant in front of every word, and an ism, and phobia on the back of every word. We're dealing with fifth grade stuff. As you can see, this is all about changing the narrative. This is all about controlling information. And we need, the people need, to have citizen review boards. We need grand juries. We need public forums so the information can get to the people, because the six corporations that own everything, that control all the information, are all bought and paid for. And there's no difference between a Hollywood actor and a newscast person who is on the mainstream media. There's zero, zero difference. You know, here's an article right here. Clarence Thomas slams confirmation hearings warns it's a modern day liberal bigger impediment than a Klansman. Well, I'm sure Clarence Thomas knows, because he's extremely intelligent. He knows that the Klans, the KKK, was started by the Democratic Party. So, you know, and I don't know where things are going, but here's another article right here, Vince. The FBI suddenly finds 72,000 pages of documents Hillary tried to delete. Now, I want to go on a little sidebar here. Let's say we did something very illegal, whether we had a private server in a high-profile government secret job, and then we bleach-bitted it, and then we hammered it, and then we threw the rest away, and we left some information on Anthony Weiner's computer to hide it. I mean, what would happen to us or the little people listening to us? We would be in the who's gal. We would be Roger Stoned. We would be Julian Assange, at the very least. And this is what's happening. We're getting. I mean, everything is fake. Here's an article right here. Fake. I'm sure we all heard about this. Newsweek just said over Thanksgiving that President Trump was golfing and tweeting when he was in Afghanistan with our troops. You know, you can't even make this stuff up. And here we got people in the globalist cabal, like Angela Merkel, saying that we need to curtail freedom of speech to keep our society free. I can almost not speak because how stupid that sentence is. I mean, everything is corrupt. Everything's bought and paid for. And here, the CFR reveals $350,000 received from Epstein, pledges towards human trafficking. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And again, this is one of the reasons I say adult mutual consensual sex. You know, I just think it's hard to go into somebody's house and tell them what kind of sex to have. But leave the freaking kids alone. So, I think, I'm hoping, Vince, and we've talked about this, and I've mentioned on the air, that if the declassifications for all the things that we're asking for, especially all the Epstein documents, does not come out, I think America will fall. I have no doubt about that. If we don't have the 10,000 names that's from the Epstein files, the CIA and FBI files, and whatever was in Anthony Weiner's computer, if this stuff does not come out, then America will fall. It's just that simple. You know, most people don't care. You know, if Prince Andrew came out and he said, well, I'm bisexual, or I'm homosexual, or I'm going to transition to a woman, or any of this stuff that's going on today, you know what? Most people probably wouldn't care. But the reason why people are caring is because there's actual evidence and survivors of him boinking little kids. I don't think it's a lot to ask to leave the kids alone. That's why I use the term adult mutual consensual sex. No rape, no pedophilia. And that's why the powers that be are doing everything in their power to normalize it with drag queens and story hours at public libraries and schools and things like that. They are in a hurry to normalize and legalize this so they can create a precedent. Precedents are being, it's theater. Every day, just like this Blasey Ford and all those women who came out for the Kavanaugh rape, the Kavanaugh effect, which it'll be called for the next 100 years, if our society lives that long. It basically was created to set a precedent to eliminate due process. It's just like how the Democrats went in and changed the definition of whistleblower. And they created this hoax that it can now be hearsay. They're changing terms, changing definitions, changing laws. We do not have a rule of law in America. And how ironic Here's an article that says Americans simply can't afford lawyers anymore. No, lawyers are to get the super wealthy, the aristocracy, out of jams. Lawyers have been bought and paid for to ignore law. You know, and this is a very tightly controlled article right here, Vince, and pardon, and chime in any time to stop me, because I can talk about this one forever. American life expectancy dropping dramatically thanks to white working class male suicides. Now, when I tried to sue, when Human Resources at GlaxoSmithKline told me that part-time job shares were for women only, when I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis, lawyers told me I did not have enough group self-pity points. So hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications means nothing. It means nothing that 99.9% of combat deaths around the world are male. Doesn't mean that work mortality of 94% worldwide is men. Homicide, 76%. Suicides, and this is like a year and a half, two-year-old data, 75% suicides for males. So much for male privilege. It's all a hoax. Everything is a hoax. There's no war on women. The war is on masculinity and males, because the powers that be want them out of the picture so they can take off. This is why Congress doesn't represent the people anymore. They're bought and paid for. They represent the lobbyists and the PACs and the special interests. So, it's very sad to see what's happening anymore. When we've lost the ability to judge for a job based on hard work and proven results and qualifications, we go down a very dangerous path. Very dangerous path.
And one of the terms that comes up regarding what you're talking about is statutory rape. And that's when a person under the age has intercourse with a person over the age of consent. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
The age of consent by state differs. And in the United States, the age of consent is the legal age at which a person is considered mature enough to consent to have sex. However, the age is set by individual state laws. Sexual relations with an individual under the state's mandated age of consent is considered statutory rape. And anyone under the age of consent does not have the ability to consent in the eyes of the law. So, you can be prosecuted, or a person can be prosecuted for statutory rape. And what does that mean? Those found guilty can face fines and jail time as much as $25,000, actually up to $100,000, and 50 years in prison, depending on the state. So, what is the age of consent by state? And I'm going to tell you. There's a table that I found in worldpopulationreview.com. So, the following states have an age of consent of 16 years. Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Vermont, Washington, West Virginia, and Wyoming. The age of consent being 17 years old is the following states: Colorado, Illinois, Louisiana, Missouri, New York, and Texas. 18 years old, the age of consent is Arizona, California, Delaware, Florida, Idaho, North Dakota, Oregon, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So there you have it, the age of consent by state. And I wanted to mention something about, go back to the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. There are 24 of them. I'm just going to list what they are, and then you can use your imagination and experience and what you've read and learned to see if you think any of these things have happened. So the first protocol is the basic doctrine. The second protocol is economic wars. The third is the methods of conquest. The fourth is materialism replacing religion. The fifth is despotism and modern progress. The sixth is the takeover technique. Seven, worldwide wars. Eighth is a provisional government. Ninth is re-education. Tenth is preparing for power. 11, the totalitarian state. 12, control of the press. 13, distractions. 14, assault on religion. 15, ruthless suppression. 16, brainwashing. 17, abuse of authority. 18, arrest of opponents. 19, rulers and the people. 20, the financial program. 21, loans and credit. 22, the power of gold. 23, instilling obedience. And 24 is the qualities of the ruler. So if you think about it, are there distractions now? How about assault on religion? How about brainwashing? How about abuse of authority? How about arrest of opponents? How about worldwide wars? How about re-education? How about economic wars? How about materialism replacing religion? How about the young people? What do they want? Whatever it is, they want it now. Right now. So, have these protocols been implemented? Well, I'd say they have. Rich Sheehan?
Well, yeah, Vince, we talk about this often. You know, if you read Marx, Alinsky, the Frankfurt School, the Communist Manifesto, all this stuff that makes people drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness, that what you just read is in those documents. And this is all a plan. This is their template. They are literally following a playbook, a flowchart of these type of things. Now, going back to what you said, you know, as long as we continue to keep our mouth shut and the silent majority stays silent, we're going to enable big corporations and corrupt governments, and that's basically what fascism is. And as far as what you were saying, as far as age of consent, well, I think it should just be 18 all the way around. There's an article right here, teacher of the year arrested for alleged BJ with student. Now, it's from Round Rock, Texas. Her name was Randy Chavarria at 36 years old. So, you know, if they just leave the kids alone, I think everything would be a lot better, because they're using pedophilia as a sex as a blackmail tool to control the people.
Yeah, Round Rock, Texas, and that's the home of Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are tape delayed right there from Round Rock, Texas on Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.